The debate has raged on for years, for news articles often portraying video games for being addicting, isolating, bad for health, or making people violent. I wondered if there were any real positive effects, and it turns out the demand for video games only rises at an ever-growing pace, which was for a good reason. After doing some research, statistics say Minecraft has over 200 million sales in total, and new psychological studies discuss the health benefits. An average person may often overlook the overweight examples of the way video games can help form healthy habits. Today, we're going to explore if video games can improve your lives or even make you smarter. Video games can be great economically in the competitive scene. People can join many public tournaments online for most popular games with big payouts. Additionally, bigger tournaments can involve high-level teams to make an actual living by signing with official teams in the industry known as esports, similarly to regular sporting events. Whether you're training for these higher levels or playing regularly, you can become more persistent towards your goals through constant practice and decision-making. Even if someone isn't able to showcase their gameplay talents on the big stage, you can monetize your gaming videos on Twitch or YouTube from gathering a community. People can also be a part of these helpful communities themselves to cooperate with new people, increasing social skills. And if you're just looking to have fun with a friend, this can be very good for stress relief and boosting mood for better heart rate. These skills may also be brought to a massive online multiplayer games and offer rewarding cooperation with teammates, which in general help socialize. Furthermore, mastering your control of these games can increase your cognitive skills as you are helping your brain react with your hands. However, a key factor in gaming is using your eyesight, which, believe it or not, is improved through video games as long as you play at the appropriate times. I personally found it to be much easier for myself to adapt to tracking objects in new games I play, whereas my mom, who doesn't play video games, can at most focus on a couple objects at a time. Gamers will learn to see objects more clearly in cluttered spaces and move around in games because of improved spatial resolution, memorizing, perception, and navigation of your virtual world. Moreover, dexterity and gray matter is associated with these skills, so gaming overall will help the brain grow. Many studies have shown increases in cognitive function after playing video games. One study in particular had participants play Super Mario 64 for a couple months. Afterwards, the brains of these participants saw an increase of gray matter in areas associated with memory, strategic planning, fine motor skills of the hands, compared to those who had not played. Surprisingly, action games can also increase attention to details as your brain is able to solve problems much more quickly because your brain becomes efficient in the regions associated with better attention to these skills. For example, the average person may get confused when trying to recognize conflicting images, like the word blue painted red. However, gamers can go through tons of these puzzles and will pay attention and differentiate these smaller details. Other studies have found improvements in eyesight. Not only could people see smaller details more clearly, like tiny writing, but they have an easier time differentiating levels of gray and contrast. I personally wear glasses because I'm farsighted, but even now as a gamer, I can see clearer and faster when playing than non-gamers such as my parents. Easily recognizing these differences in contrast is important as it is one of the first things to diminish with age, so additionally, even in the elderly, improved memory and focus is seen, which slows brain aging by 7 years because the games are so cognitively complex and require mental energy. These skills may even help kids who suffer from dyslexia read more effectively. In a small study, dyslexic children who played regular video games ended up learning to read faster and more accurately, once again relating to improved attention skills. Of course, video games can also be educational. Many games are used as effective teaching skills for all ages. For example, when I used to go to algebra class, we would sometimes use Prodigy, which is a game that taught math by embarking on a journey as a wizard through finding various math problems throughout the virtual world. Given the evidence shared today, I think it is safe to say that video games can be used for a lot of good. Video games have shown to be very well for your brain and physically if used properly. Think about what could be cured from these improvements, such as brain damage from strokes, injuries, aging, or mental disabilities. There are so many connections made throughout your brain in these cooperative experiences, as well as human connections virtually. It's important to note that too much of anything can be bad, so of course, all these skills are only useful if you actually use them. So remember to enjoy this downtime in moderation and go out so you can win the game of life as well. Thank you and goodbye.